living in the age of reason. The reason for this age seems clear. Despite the greater odds, a host of demigods have resolved to solve our problems here.
Mr. Jefferson, surely, sir, you jest. Mr. Jefferson,
I do. But who is the sage? To whom belongs this age, Mr. Madison? This age belongs to you and to rational, rational men who question what has always been, who use the minds with which they've been endowed to lift the human race from the mire to the clouds. To rational, rational men who take it on the chin. Their masses may now fault them, their children will exalt them, these rational, rational men.
And when he's damned to hell by critics, what pray tell should the man of reason say? Let critics blow and sound, smile and stand your ground. Demigods behave that way.
If I'm called a heretic,
don't act like a lunatic.
Atheist or reprobate,
hold your tongue, remain sedate.
Infidel or antichrist,
don't give up or be enticed to turn your back on reason's light. The path you are on is just and right. The bitterness and bile they
the
pour upon you, so they poured
before.
On men who came ahead of you, the wrath is but their tribute to rational, rational men who refuse to bow or bend to the superstitions of the age. The heretic today is tomorrow's greatest sage. To rational, rational men, and the future they portend. The masses now deplore them, their children will adore them, these rational, rational men. Blessed are the gods, they will surely be the odds when the voices of chaos blow their way. When passions flare too hot, they say cool so as to not let the darker angels rule the day. To rational, rational men and the rights that they defend, it's a thankless business staying sane.
Others will think you a royal pain,
but when troubles descend, they're eager to depend on rational, rational,
matter of factional,
rational, rational men. Praise to rational, rational men.